Hello team and happy International Women's Day. Today is a very, very special day. And as I've mentioned many times on this podcast before, the women in my life mean a lot to me. I grew up with an incredible mother, two incredible sisters, an incredible grandmother as well. And women have really helped shape the man I am today. And obviously, as many of you know, a couple of years ago, I met the love of my life, who I haven't mentioned quite as much on this podcast recently, so I'm glad to be doing it today, who I will later marry this year. And she has truly showed me a lot about what a woman can be on a day-to-day basis. I love the way that she shows up. I love the way that she embraces her femininity. And I love the everything she embodies as the woman in my life. And she is just another beautiful example of feminine energy in my world. And I'm incredibly grateful. I couldn't be more grateful to have her energy around me on a day-to-day basis. So rather than putting the perspective, a male perspective on today, I wanted to come at it with a slightly different angle. And I wanted to come up with five ways in which a woman can look after both her physical and her mental health a little bit more. But these tips won't be coming from me. They'll be coming from the love of my life, the woman sat next to me, the woman I will be calling my wife later this year as well, and who I have the pleasure of introducing as Dani Naranjo. Welcome to the show, baby. How are you?
I'm crying. I'm very honest. I have to say that I'm crying right now, but I'm very happy. These tears are of a lot of beautiful emotions of happiness, not only for your words, but for everything that you show me on a day-to-day basis. So thank you for having me here today. It's my pleasure, and thanks to your audience too.
You are more than welcome. I think they've been looking to hear from you for a very long time. So I'm glad we are making this happen. And this won't be the last. This is just a spontaneous take, but it's going to be full of value. So I want you to have a think. I have put you on the spot here. I want to let the audience know that I put you on the spot today. But I think this is going to create the most organic responses and probably the things that are just top of your mind, which means that they'll be on the top of a lot of women's mind as well. So when it comes to your physical and mental well-being and integrating the most self-love, self-care in your life, what are some of the ways in which we can take care of ourselves more as women when it comes to our physical and mental health? Give us your first, and it doesn't have to be in any particular order, just the first one that comes to your mind.
Well, the first one that comes to my mind is the emotions, because they are physiological reactions that we have, but not because they are physiological reactions, we have to allow them to direct our lives towards a place. We have to be conscious and aware enough to guide them and listen to them and give them the space and the attention that they are requiring from us. Let them be the messengers that they are, but not hiding them or not making like if nothing is happening, because something is happening. So emotions are a day-to-day basis thing that we all live as humans. So my first point would be about them, of embracing them, of letting them be, but not direct your life.
And if a woman is maybe not used to embracing her full spectrum of emotions, maybe it's not something that's practiced in a household at an early age or anything along those lines, how can we start embracing our emotions more? And also, what value does that give us as well? Like, what benefits can we see from embracing our emotions a little bit more?
Well, I'm going to start with the benefits that you can have is mainly giving them the attention that they require in the moment they ask for. Because unfortunately, many diseases, the one that comes to my mind is cancer, that, for example, is proved that is many times because of a lot of resentment, a lot of anger, a lot of emotions that are not worked. So they get stuck, and in that way, they transform into diseases. And that's not something we want in our lives. So that's obviously a very extreme part of emotions that are not healed, that are not treated or attended when they come. But it's one strong example that I would like to start with. So if you are more in contact with your emotions and you allow them to be and to be heard, what benefit brings it to your life, I would say, is to be more in touch with yourself, to let yourself be more present in the present, to be here and now instead of being in the past or living in the future. One time or another, both of them are not here anymore or haven't come yet. Mm-hmm. So when we live in those psychological times, we're losing the best that we have that is now. So I would say that's the major benefit.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And when it comes to someone allowing them to be expressed a little bit more. Maybe someone feels a certain emotion, but they hold back their tears because they don't want to cry, for example, in front of people, in front of themselves. It feels uncomfortable. How do you encourage people to start opening up to those type of emotions, especially the stronger ones, the ones that have been repressed for the longer times?
Well, first of all, I would say don't force anything. You don't have to anything. You want to something. So start from coming from that joy that that's going to bring to your life. Try to think of yourself. Just question yourself, how would you feel if you allow yourself to feel? How is it going to feel to just release what is inside of you? Start feeling in which part of your body you're having the emotion. Start connecting maybe first from the physical aspect. If you are not super in touch with your emotions yet, I would recommend you to start observing yourself. If starting with your body might not feel familiar neither, maybe what you can start trying is to ground, go to nature, start being barefoot in the grass, and just allow yourself to feel sensations, any sensation that comes to you. And you're going to start feeling maybe happiness, maybe you're going to start feeling sadness, or any emotion that just comes to you. Just allow it to be, allow it to exist, allow yourself to observe it, and again, give it the intention it's asking for.
Very nice. And maybe a good idea is also to start with the ones that feel a little bit easier, you know, better to connect for the first time, not with your distress and anger, but maybe your happiness, your excitement, your joy, and allow yourself to fully express it, right? Like, easier to do that and to maybe get the benefits of expressing excitement, for example, than to express a lot of anger or sadness. I feel like maybe the more quote unquote positive emotions, the ones that maybe we enjoy feeling a little bit more, are a nice gateway and a nice like level one of this Mario game in order to be taking us to the next step of our emotions. Would you say that that's valuable?
Yeah, for sure. It's very valuable. I just have another perspective to add. And it's that sometimes you can't control which emotion is coming to you. So if in this case it's sadness or is anger, as you said, my recommendation would be another. Maybe you can start journaling, writing them down so you can observe them from another perspective instead of like feeling them inside of you. So you start releasing them. So they are not dangerous for you. They just come out and show you something.
Perfect. So navigating emotions is definitely a good way in which people can start looking, or women specifically, and men as well, but this episode is focused on women today, can start looking after their physical and mental well-being. What is your second piece of advice?
My second piece of advice would be to just ask themselves where they are actually right now. Because sometimes we think something and we don't have that so clear. So when you start, for example, as I said before, journaling, and you allow yourself to put your thoughts, your feelings in paper, it's so different sometimes because it can be like a mess in the head. But then when you realize where you are actually at, it's not so bad, or it's better than you thought. So allow yourself to grab where you are right now. The most honest answer you can give to yourself, like, this is for you. So the only one that you're going to be lying to is you, yeah, if you choose to. So don't choose that. Like, choose the honesty and choose to tell yourself the truth. Because from there is going to be new doors, it's going to be new opportunities that you can actually take advantage of.
So would you put that down as like reflection? So honest reflection and maybe some self-analysis as well?
Yes, for sure. And that thought is going to be connected to another one that is very important too. To allow yourself to dream and to think and to feel where you want to be at. Right now, you know your current situation, perfect. Now where you want to be, allow yourself to dream as high as you want to. The idea is to really get to know what you truly want.
So basically some self-reflection for the purpose of knowing where you're at, and then goal setting for the future to allow yourself to be the person that you want to be. I like that a lot. And I think that that's a big thing that maybe mothers go through as well. Once they have children, they seem to lose their identity a little bit in their family life or their role as a mother. So I think that's a beautiful message for them who have maybe stopped focusing on their own dreams, their own priorities, and their own goals for the sake of their children and have just become mum. I know that that's been the case with a lot of clients that I've worked with. And by beginning their fitness journey, it's that first step to prioritizing themselves again. So I like that a lot. So on to number three, what is the next thing that women can do to look after their physical and their mental well-being?
A very important element is also to be compassionate with yourself, with your path, with the steps you take, with the decisions you make, because sometimes obviously we don't choose the best for us. And it's normal. But what you can learn from that situation that you went through, mm-hmm. and then maybe wasn't the one that you wanted for yourself, but always trust that everything happens for a reason. And that behind that situation that right now you're going through, that right now maybe also seems dark, believe me, life sooner or later tells you what that happened for. So be very compassionate with yourself, with the body you have right now, with where you are at in your goals, and do it little by little. Like, there is no rush. This is not a race. This is your life. And if you want to have a long race, like a long path, you also have to adapt to circumstances. You also have to be disciplined in what you actually want to do. You also have to be compassionate with yourself so you don't suffer. You don't have to suffer on your path. We come here for enjoying things, for learning from life, and also to be ourselves. And I know how hard, at least from my own experience, is sometimes to stick to your authenticity, but just stick there and be compassionate with yourself.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I do believe that guilt and giving ourselves a hard time is super, super common. And from time to time, I don't mind a tiny bit of guilt. Sometimes guilt and disappointment in yourself, etc., comes with learnings, right? Like, maybe you did get yourself into a poor position with your body weight, for example, or your health. And a little bit of that pain that you feel can be advantageous to actually get you going, right? You want to feel a little bit of the sting of your choices and your decisions to know that's not the path that you want to take, but that should only be temporary. That should only be for a very short time. And then you need to move past that, because staying there is not serving you. It's not helping anyone. And like you said, you don't need to suffer on this journey. You shouldn't have to pay the consequences of the decisions that you made in the past time and time again. Realistically, the position that you find yourself in is usually enough of a consequence. You don't have to load a hard time on top of that. So like you mentioned, embracing that compassion and recognizing that once you're able to step out of that guilt, you're able to step towards something that you truly want to be or want to create for yourself. I think that's the most valuable way to go. And like you said, you can be moving in the direction of your goals and enjoying it in the process. You don't get points for suffering. You don't make any more progress for suffering. So a little bit of guilt and a little bit of a hard time is okay to begin with, but you really need to rule it out as soon as possible and start moving towards forgiveness and compassion and towards where you want to be ultimately. So I like that a lot. Give me the fourth way.
You just mentioned it. And the fourth one is forgiveness. Is forgiveness, first of all, towards yourself. Because there are so many times that unfortunately we fail in our way, in the sense of we say, okay, I'm going to try to go to the gym. I'm going to try to start this diet. And the thing here is that every time you start again and you fail, you are not failing yourself for that only moment, because you are failing yourself for all the previous times that you didn't accomplish a word. And the situation here is that if you don't start practicing forgiveness with yourself, because if not, you're gonna be carrying so many ghosts and so much guilt through your life that is gonna be so heavy that you are not gonna be able to be the freest you could be, the happiest you could be. So first, we start with the forgiveness towards ourselves, towards our actions, our decisions in the past, and get to know that that was needed to be the people we are today.
Precisely. And if each time you don't actually forgive yourself, it just carries an extra weight for every time you attempt that again, right? If you've quote unquote failed a diet 10 times or failed a fat loss pursuit 10 times, then when you go into that 11th one, it carries so much of the expectation of the 10 times that you didn't succeed. And that's a heavy, heavy burden to carry, you know? And it might even put you off from starting. That's why a lot of people give up. They're like, I don't want to do this again because I'm so concerned about failing. It feels so big to fail once again. And I'm just kind of fed up with it. I'm done with it. And it's because they haven't forgiven themselves for the past, and also recognizing that they aren't that same person today. So they need to go into this with a fresh new mindset, with the experiences that they've gained, trained, but not be a prisoner of those experiences or those choices, those quote unquote bad decisions that they've made, but to go in and say, okay, fortunately, I have those. They weren't pleasant, they weren't enjoyable, but I have those that I can use to apply to my journey in the future, which makes me the strongest, puts me in the strongest position that I've ever been in to achieve what I ultimately want to. And also, like you said, it just gives them the freedom to actually make those choices. And there's really no need to carry that level of guilt or that level of disappointment in themselves for the past decisions that they've made. They need to learn from them, move on, and hopefully feel a lot more freer.
Yeah, for sure. And I also would love to complement this point with forgiveness outside. Like right now we were talking about inner forgiveness. Forgive yourself in a conscious, deep, and sincere way. And if it takes your time, take your time. There is no rush. But whenever you choose to forgive yourself, try to do it with all of you and let go any ghosts, any demons, anything that no longer serves you. And another forgiveness that is as important is to forgive to the outside, to allow yourself to recover all the power and all the freedom that you put in that situation, in that person, in that specific thing that you chose in the past to give that part from you. So the thing here is that forgiveness, remember please, that it's nothing to do with the other person. I know that many of us have been in different situations that we would prefer not to be at that moment. But when those things happen and we continue thinking that one day that person is going to come to us and say, I'm so sorry for what I did to you, we're lost from my perspective. Because that was exactly a situation I lived with my dad for so many years and that I chose to put on him. I blamed him for the relationship we had. And the reality, obviously after more than 5 years of inner work, I realized that it was a shared responsibility as every situation in life. So if you feel identified with what I just said, I want to give you a thought that crossed my mind and helped me to go through that situation. It was that I assumed that he was never going to give that first step, that he was never going to ask me for forgiveness. So with that perspective, I didn't have any more choice than to do something and to stop blaming him, to be responsible of the situation. My recommendation would be think that that person that you love so much, whoever that comes to your mind right now, is never going to ask you for forgiveness, what you would like to do, how you want to be responsible of that situation.
Yeah, so essentially assuming that they aren't ever going to reach out for forgiveness, or maybe that person isn't around anymore, maybe it's a person who has passed or a past relationship person that you're not going to get in contact with anymore. So how can you go about taking that first step to forgiving the relationship, but recognizing that you need to take that responsibility because it's your freedom, which you're looking for, right? So I like that a lot. And for the fifth and final point, I'd like you to give us a physical way in which we can look after ourselves a little bit more.
I would say start with something you actually enjoy, whatever it is, and get to know that there's something else beyond the gym. Like it's not only going to the gym or going for a run. There are so many ways and you can practice self-love through activities. It can be walking, it can be dancing, it can be starting doing some yoga. Do whatever feels aligned with your body. Don't try to go and do some other routines of other people. You are not them, you are yourself. So listen to your own body, listen to what you actually enjoy, what you want to start with. When you come from joy, it's so much easier everything that you don't feel you have to push yourself towards somewhere. You just allow yourself to feel the freedom also in that activity and enjoy it. You don't have to do anything. Grab a ball if that's what you want and go to a basketball court and play something. You can also go to the pool and swim. Like whatever you feel, do it. Come from curiosity. Explore the world with all your senses. That's why I would invite you to just go outside and intuitively decide what you want to do. Choose. You have that beautiful thing that is choice. We'll have the choice to do whatever we want to. So align with what you truly feel, what your true essence is, and do it.
Glad it, yes. I love it. I think it's great advice. And I think it's a nice reminder to people that they have the freedom to do whatever they want. And sometimes it's about choosing the thing that you really want to do that feels right to you versus what you think you should be doing or you're supposed to be doing. I'd much rather someone do something slower that they enjoy than something that might get them better results, but that they're going to give up on because they don't actually enjoy it. So I absolutely love that. And you have a bonus sixth point for us?
Yeah, for sure. And just before going to the bonus point, I just want to add something else. Remember that it's a blessing that you can do things. So enjoy your time with yourself, enjoy your body, and express gratitude towards it because you have everything to shine and to be you and to explore and to just do things. And the last point, the bonus one, that was a little bit more linked with the one of forgiveness, is to stop being the victim of your lives and to start being the protagonista of your own story, the main character. Again, it comes along with the other one. Stop blaming outside, stop pointing outside, just start doing your own things. Start taking responsibility towards whatever right now you're not comfortable with. It depends on you more than you think right now, maybe. So allow yourself to think, okay, perfect, I don't like this situation. Have your 5 minutes of victim. And after that, wipe your tears and allow yourself to be responsible enough to change with whatever is in your hands to do the situation you are going through. I'm almost certain that at least you have 3 possibilities that you haven't thought of right now because of being so caught up in being the victim. So you might be losing a beautiful world outside and is in your hands to start exploring it.
I love it. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom. And thank you for being the woman that you are. Te amo, mi amor, con todo mi todo. I appreciate you. I love you. I love the woman that you are. I love the woman that you're going to be to our future children, the mom that you're going to be as well. So thank you so much for adding a beautiful feminine essence to my day every single day and continuing in the path of amazing woman that I've had in my life as well. You are right up at that standard, and I know that you're going to continue to raise it. And if we are blessed to have daughters one day, I know that it's going to be a beautiful opportunity for them to have a mom like you. So thank you so much.
Oh, baby, thank you so much. I'm crying again. I love to cry. You know how much I love it. It's a beautiful way of expressing the emotions and allowing them to be. And I'm so grateful for having a man like you by my side. You take out the best of me. You make me be the woman I am. You embrace every part of me. And I'm always going to be more than grateful for that, baby. Te amo con todo mi corazón. Eres el amor de mi vida. And I wouldn't choose any other person but you. You are for me and I am for you. And it's us. Always us.
Te amo, mi amor. Muchas gracias. And thank you for everyone for listening today. I hope that these 5 tips were super, super valuable. And this won't be the last you hear of Dani. She'll be back very, very soon. So get prepared to hear her beautiful voice more and more. But that's everything from me today, team. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. And I'll speak to you all
very, very, very soon.
And that was the Simply Fit podcast. I hope you gained a huge amount of value from today's episode. I feel inspired to improve your health and well-being. Be sure to search for Simply Fit in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast from. And go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Also, if you like the episode, please don't forget to give it a 5-star rating. I'd love to hear your feedback or any questions you have. So reach out to me on social media. You'll find me on Facebook and Instagram at Elliot Hassoun. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you all on the next one.